Thank you for calling Old Mike Sales. My name is Imaya. May I please have your email?
Yes, my name is, my email is number 2, Shirley Fetich. That's spelled S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. S is in Sam, V is in Victor, E is in Edward, T-I-C-H, at spcglobal.net.
Okay, and thank you. May I please have your name and address?
The name is Shirley Fetich. The address is 356 Reservation Road, Space 8A, Marina, California, 93933.
Thank you, ma'am. So give me one moment. Still trying to pull up your information on the account.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I do see you have the OMAX Triple Action Probiotic, but what was the issue we were calling on today, ma'am?
Yes, that's what I was calling about. I had gone online back in March 15th, and it showed under Managed Subscriptions that I had no subscriptions added as yet. So I had ordered some different supplements other than this probiotic. And now I get a shipment from Omax when I couldn't find any subscription online. So I'm confused. Because now I've got double product.
Okay, man. Give me one moment, miss. Let me take a look over the notes on the account, okay?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. So this account right here is not on recurring order. This is just a one-time order that was placed on. Wait, I'm sorry. Did you recently just call? Because I did see you called on March 15th, ma'am. There's no recurring orders in your name. But you say you did receive two products, correct?
I did. And I'm wondering why.
Because what was the two products, ma'am?
Pardon?
What was the two products?
Omax Triple Action Probiotic. 50 billion CFU, two boxes.
And what's the order date on those boxes, miss?
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Shipment date was 3/29, order date 3/29.
And what year did it say the year on it, miss?
Year where? 2022?
Okay, did you register under a different, is it, and it has your name on the account as well?
It does.
Okay, give me just one moment. I'm still searching for the information. Do they have an order number on their product, miss? Do they have an order number on the box?
Hold on. An order ID. Is that what it is?
Yes, and what does it say?
It says 144-6072-237731. C is in cat, T is in Tom, Y is in yellow. 011.
Okay, miss. Bear with me one moment. Do you remember placing an order, ma'am? Did you go through all my side of the website, or did you call in for it?
No, because I ordered a different product.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold, ma'am, while I seek more assistance with this, okay? So I'm still seeking more assistance regarding this information. First, we need to look up the old account that you're receiving this product on. Bear with me one moment, okay?
I did look it up. I have a copy of it here.
What does it say, ma'am?
Okay. This was the date of January 28th, 2022, and it has the same order ID number except the ending. The ending is CTY010. So it looks like it's an auto ship.
That is pulling up that on your end, ma'am, but I'm still trying to verify on our end. Give me just one moment, okay?
Okay.
Yes, and so I'm speaking to my supervisor now, so she's going to be able to assist me with this information. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Yes.
So they're still trying to look up the information, ma'am. We're still looking up, ma'am, to see if you order the products from us or through a different company. And you stated you have an order number. Does that order number is all numbers, or is just numbers and letters together?
The order ID number has three sets. The first two sets are all numbers. The last set is letters and numbers.
And it's combined all together for one order?
Yes.
Okay, give me just one moment, ma'am. Place you on another brief hold.
All right.
Listen, so they're still looking more into the information, man. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So she's asking me, you received this order. This was back in March of this year, correct? And what was the charge of it, miss? Do you know?
6554.
6554?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, miss.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize, by the way. We're trying to best assist with this information, miss. She's still looking to the information. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize, miss. They're still waiting for their response, miss. Bear with me one moment.
Yes.
I apologize, miss. We're still not pulling up any information on the account, miss. So it's possible that you probably booked through a third party. I advise you to check your bank accounts, ma'am. They can call the bank whoever you billed through, so they would have to verify who you've been billed through, miss. because we're not pulling up any information here on the account other than your old account. That was canceled back in 2020. But right. OMAX products is sold through third parties, ma'am.
Oh, dear. It does say that it's shipped from you.
As I said again, ma'am, OMAX Health is sold through third parties, miss, and we're one of the companies out of maybe 300 different companies they do third parties with, miss. And we're not pulling up any information, ma'am, other than your old account that was canceled back in 2020. We don't see any recent orders.
Okay. Well, that's not very helpful. You don't show what company processes orders through you then.
Let's see.
Because this is difficult for both of us, I'm sure.
Let's see, ma'am. My supervisor, she said that she found something. Let's see if this is what she was found, miss. Give me one moment, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, ma'am. Actually, we found the account, ma'am.
You did?
Yes. It was under your second profile. I kept clicking on the first one. Yes, and so this account was canceled. This was back, yes, because this was a triple biota. You had it on a 2-month supply order. You got it every 2 months.
Right. I told you it was 2 boxes, yes.
Correct, ma'am. So now, regarding this information, do you want to continue still getting the boxes, or you don't want to continue getting the boxes? Or you?
That's why I'm calling. No, I didn't want them because I went online to check first that if you had a subscription for me, and you're on my file under my account, it shows no subscription added yet under managed subscriptions. So that tells me. Have a subscription with you.
Oh, yes, and did you create an account online?
I have an account with you online, of course. That's how I got this information. So the problem is you found it under my account and it was not canceled, right? You first told
Correct.
Me canceled in 2020.
Yes, that was the old account. That's why everybody kept looking at the old account, but it was under a different profile. So, yes, this account is still active. Actually, your next shipment is due for May 28th.
What profile is it under?
It was under your name. It was just an email. They kept we forgot to put the .net on the email. We see it's sbcglobal.net. It was showing SBC Global. That's why.
Wrong email account, okay.
But now it's pulling up the sccglobal.net email.
This doesn't seem to be an error on my part if you have something under a wrong email because I order them online from my email, which you would have a record of, right?
We don't have a record to your information to your personal information, we get to email it because it's under a different system, ma'am. But regarding this information, so you still want to keep this account active. Now you just want to access it online to make sure you'll be able to change it and stuff. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. I was calling because I received a product I didn't want. There was no subscription for it in my account. I didn't order it. If you had a different profile for some reason or other, that's not my fault because I go under the same account each time. so I don't know what happened there. But
okay, so do you remember putting this on a subscription, ma'am?
Pardon?
Do you remember putting this account on a subscription?
A long time ago, and then I canceled it.
Okay, so for this amount, that's why it's still open. It's been open since 2020. You created this after you canceled that first account people saw. Now, due to the information here on the account, you're saying that if you don't remember placing, is that what you're saying?
No. If for some reason, if you have it under a different email account, it's not mine.
It's not under a different email, ma'am. I said I was putting in SVC Global. I forgot the .net is under the right email. But if you're claiming fraud on the account, the product was already sent.
We're on the same page here. Let me go back. I opened up OMAX, went to my account under my email, and it says no subscriptions added yet. So there were no subscriptions on my account. I verified that before I ordered another product. So now you're telling me it's under a different profile, which I don't know why I have a different profile.
I'm sorry, just say it again. The profiles we see, ma'am, it was under your old account profile and the new account profile. It's under the same account, but let's go back to my first question. Basically, when you log into your account, you're not seeing that you have an active subscription, correct?
That's correct. I did not want this to continue. I want to get a refund for this product because I didn't order it. That's the point.
Unfortunately, we don't have any notes regarding you canceling, miss. So we cannot, the product that you just received, miss, this is in the time frame moment. We cannot receive it back, but I can refund back at least 50% of the transaction to you.
Oh, my gosh. This is not my fault. I don't know what your accounting system is doing, but it's messing it up. Because I obviously, you told me I had canceled it in 2020, which I had.
Correct, but you created another account, ma'am. After you canceled in March 2020, you created another account in June, miss, of 2020. That account, correct.
I don't know why I would do that. Because I was using this product continually for a long time.
It just shows it was canceled, ma'am. That's all that we show. And it created another account. Well, we can cancel the account, but we cannot accept the return of that one. We can only refund back the 50%.
Okay. 50% only? That's a
correct.
That is a lot of money for something that apparently is not my mistake. Because I don't ever recall reordering this. That's my problem. And if I reordered it would have been under the right email.
Well, give me one moment. Let me speak to my supervisor and see how we could best assist, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, is the product for the March, man, is it unopened?
The box I opened, but the individual boxes on the inside are not opened.
Okay, bear with me one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. So the only order, so according to my supervisor, the only way we'll be able to refund back the full amount, you have to receive on we have to receive only that March product back, and you have to return it back at your own expense. But I can't give you the address so you have to return it back to. And once the warehouse receive it, then they'll be able to process the refund.
Okay. Can you give me a return address label?
It's not a label, Mac. I only give you a number.
A number? That is
well, I'm sorry. That's why. Yes, ma'am. It's not a label. I can only give you a number for it.
Number to return.
Correct. Okay. The address to return it. And the RMA number, you have to put this on side of the outside of the package and also inside.
What was the, you're speaking a little fast. What was the number outside and inside?
First, let's start with the order number because this has to go on the outside and inside of the box as well. Let me know when you're ready for the order number.
Yes.
So the order number is 154.
154.
7788.
7788. 154 mm-hmm. 7788 outside and inside box.
Yes, push that, put the slip of that on the inside and outside of the box. Now, for it's not an RMA number, it's just an address because you have to return it back at your own expense. So let me know when you're ready for the address for it.
Yes, all right.
Okay, let's see. Bear with me one moment. Okay, it will be 41 Canal.
41. How do you spell that? C-A-N-A-L?
Yes, ma'am. Street.
C-A-N-A-L. Street. All right.
And the city is L-E-W. I-S.
Yes.
T-O-N.
Is that C as in cat?
No, S as in snake. L-E-W-I-S as in snake. T-O-N.
Oh, T as in Tom.
Yes, ma'am.
O-N as in Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
Lewiston, all right.
Give me one moment, ma'am. What the other part? The state, M-E, Maine.
M as in Mary, E as in Edward.
Yes, and the zip code is
04-240. Okay, so they send it to OMAX, right? At
mm-hmm.
41 Canal Street, Lewiston, Maine, 04240.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then
and did you get the
and just the order number written on the outside of the box and on the inside on something.
Correct. And give me one moment while I place the request, okay?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So now the place of information, take it to USPS. And as I stated again, once the warehouse receives it, then they'll be able to issue a full refund.
For full refund.
All right. Is there anything? And also, this account is fully canceled now, by the way, as well.
Well, that's good because I don't think I would come back through you considering what this whole mix-up is. Just ridiculous. Okay. And your name was?
Is Maya.
How do you spell that?
M-Y-A.
M-Y-A. Okay. Thank you, Maya. I appreciate your help. Sorry it took so long to find out what was the problem, but I appreciate your help and have a good day.
Of course, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling on Mike's Health.
Bye.
Bye-bye.